Blog Talk Radio.
Following is suitable for everybody in general, general audiences. Everybody tune in. This is about your community. I am Talk Dude. I'm on the other side of this phone is the one and only Organic OK.
Hello, everyone. This is comedian Organic OK. You're tuning in to the program that is part of the community, right? We know communities, cities, towns can change, right? So it's something to not, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people that love to travel. Love to travel and, you know, maybe because of gas or maybe because of vehicle issue, they get caught up in a town or somewhere that they never been before, just trying to, I mean, going to get the gas down, they drive a little bit out their way to go somewhere they never would go. And at moments, people find situations where it could enlighten their view, enlightening, you know, living, job opportunities, you know, economic investment, you know, things that pit them on a level, things they know about finding, you know, spouses and, you know, love, things of that nature. It happens, right? It truly happens. But at the same time, for those that don't know about certain living oppositions that people face, and we just make fun of those that are actually in position, it's things behind that backdrop, right? It's things behind that backdrop that you have to truly invest in, because those are things that are pitting, you know, the actual environments where people can heal correctly, right? So when we're correctly healing, correctly being motivated, you know, behind the backdrop where, you know, opportunity and life have perpetrated and shown vulnerable moments before you raise, you know, the curtains up and for everyone to actually be entertained by, you know, your shortcomings and things that you're trying to work out. There's none like people that truly connect to you in a way to keep this cross-contamination live and, you know, prosper, you know, because there's certain parts where people don't see how those things came up. How these things came up to survive under what's going on. This is always been people's society have been undermined and have so much desires to win, and people just throw it by the wayside. Right? But on this particular episode, because my co-host, I've been talking to him about, hey, man, let's not waste out, you know, this time and space you have to just flood it with things that people already find at an ease to do, be negative and be sad, and people tell people a lot of different things. I have a lot of stories about people tell what they did.
I'm too cynical, and I think that cynicism is toxic. I think I need to break up out of that. I think all of our viewers basically need that. I know things are bad right now in general, but the point is it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to stay that way for anybody.
Man, you're really talking, man. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Okay, yeah. Take a moment before you basically do something within your community. You can do something within yourself. Just because there are some bad times, tough times, they're not necessarily permanent. You can physically make them go away. Take a moment to stop and ask, well, how do I do that? Well, first of all, change a little bit of your attitude. Change your mindset.
Well, one of the things you're doing, too, is you're trying to lens out the not, you know, residual life and capacity of, you know, wealth that you don't, you know, have. You're not the system that's lensing and delegating resources. So you kind of pick people based on the level they're at. People pick sort of responsibility on things that you're not actually able to, you know, give. And people try to lock you out of things that you would share with them once you had it. So you got to look at those situations where it's a lot that you're meaning to do, but it's a lot that you're not actually able to do. And when you put people on your shoulders, it's big pressure that you're not familiar with of freeing. Because what happens is, if you're not, listen, anybody that truly understand about processed things that people eat, it's another step. That stuff has been around a long time. Think about processed oppression that people pin on you and magnifying and magnifying this as almost like a game in court. What does it really mean for somebody to truly try to give you freedom and take your pain and leave it in their actual cross-contaminated system that's been, like, giving them so much supply? And they're not being free because the cross-contamination is keeping them busy. Why do you give yourself so much contamination, man? Your thing is to be free. Don't be left in hostage with people's pain that they're never going to stop giving it to you, especially understanding how much pain you're able to maintain. It's not your obligation to be a hostage in this kind of people think that you are just the person to throw the trash. You're not the trash. You know, you're not the trash. Okay? You're not something to be thrown away. So don't make people feel like it's just that's all they can give you, it's their problem. Is it wrong where someone truly going through something and you're assisting them, but don't make it seem like the person just you're assisting, only thing they can do is take from you. That's not appropriate behavior. It's inappropriate where someone is taking from you. Only they're doing is taking. And you are looking like, oh, this, no. And they kind of make you feel emotionally obligated. It's like some kind of, hold on a second. Are you truly stealing from my opposition of resolving my problem? You're stealing the part that I need to resolve my problem, and you pin me back from the beginning. As this is a system that is almost like, you're giving this like this different level. This is series one. And you just got the level of being oppressed. Well, this is series two. You got the level two of being oppressed. Like, they're playing a game with you on how to waste your time. When you make the actual conversation clear to a person what you want and they agree to it, that is the agreement you have when someone is trying to steal, trying to, in a sense, use all the resources up before they have to give their part. And all the time, you notice what's going on. Every time somebody just gives you all the problems. It just don't add up when someone's giving you all the problems and you ain't getting it out of it. And they make it seem, everyone, make it seem like the resources they're giving you, you should be accepting this because they're that important. If they're that important even to themselves, they would even hack you because the way they're going about it, it shows that they're using your resources. They're using things within you. Now, this community effort. Now, community, it's so many people that you see that they need the help, but they're using all the resources that will help collective people grow. It's more fungus like rose bush. When you contaminate the resources, people have to clean out those things because those things become more educated, more conditioned to not allow the things that's healthy to succeed. Is that by accident? No, it's not by accident. Now, I've been moving on. I apologize, everyone. This is Comedian Organic OK. I like to allow the co-host to move along with the actual information that he have to express.
Okay. No. You know you're capable. You know there's something basically out there. You know you can make your community better. You know you can basically make things shine. You know you got that. The problem is, some people out there keep holding yourself back. Keep holding everything back, everything in. You're afraid there's no time. You're afraid you're not going to be liked. Let me tell you. There is hope. There is hope for you. There is hope for your community. Things can spread and grow and grow. It's a fact. There can be something. It's a real thing. All you've got to do is basically take that first step and just, you know, go out there and just, you know, make it happen. You know, as soon as today's show was over, make a resolution to do that there and then. Make that. I mean, I knew of people who basically, they came from, they were in a bad way. You know what they did? They became jaded. They became cynical. They didn't even want to try. They didn't want to do anything anymore.
But let's hold on a moment, man. You're saying jaded, and in other words, let's move through this, man. You're talking to some people. Everyone don't know that definition. So let's go through the jaded. Let's go through, what does jaded mean for those that understand what that means?
Having a sort of pessimistic, cynical outlook on the life, on the world.
See, someone knows that. I mean, thank you for explaining that. And let's go over the next one.
You don't want to have this jaundiced view of the world.
Okay. So the next definition, what is that word?
Okay, jaundiced means to have a sort of yellow, sickly out view of everything. That's what it means. You don't have to do that.
Imagine those that didn't understand what that means. As you explain that, it's like the word became another personality. See, when we use things and we make it so generalized, even for those that understand and look at the dictionary and, you know these things, people try to undermine your experience because you haven't experienced. If you're dealing with the people that don't know these things, why just don't, you know, it's why so terrible, I mean, this kind of, you know, behavior appropriate when you're dealing with the people that don't know and you talk to them like they know. Like, why are people so, you know, think that's so cool? If you're talking to the people that don't know, why you make it so, like, seem like they should know? Like, once they know, then they know. When they don't know, they don't know. And this platform, it's more to help people become organic, not cross-contaminated. And not the same thing. Not somebody help you. They say they're helping you, but you can see they're undermining you. And how they're talking to you. They're talking at you, not to you. And because they got other people, you know, vouching for this inappropriate behavior, that makes it seem like it's the norm for everybody. But guess what? If you really investigate the world and see who really identify and who disagree with things, you'll find out people that's been hiding these things behind their culture and this biased, pleasurized, you know, life. They pleasure. Isn't somebody trying to throw this cultural stuff on me? They're pleasurizing life. They're pleasurizing how life. Say, hey, I'm the designer of this. I'm the, you know, you tell me I can't make this cuisine. I can't do this. Oh, why are you making this kind of food? This is, man. No one said that they can own desire. That's pleasurizing life. That's the biggest organic pimp that we are coming from. If people trying to tell you because they've been exposed, they're trying to mark. I mean, you don't own the whole brand of what you're dealing with. We don't own as being citizens of what we had in this particular part of the world. We don't own as. Do you own all the capacity of what the actual resources on this land? Do you own all the names, all the licensing titles? No, you don't. Do you own all the disability elements on this planet, the government, everybody, marketing and license? No, you don't. So why people try to throw these things at you almost like some kind of propaganda hooked on stupidity? I have to push this ignorant behavior on people, and they're entitled to be exploited by this little ignorant segment that people try to explain that doesn't fit to make everyone have collective ability to work in the frame of sharing and caring together? What are we truly bringing to the table where life is really inspired by sharing us into the life element? As we throw people ashes into the world. How about inspiring the soul that's boiling inside of the vibration level like a tea kettle's whistling? How we are truly being poured to love and actually taste this vibrational level as we come about meditating, all these healing things that people are trying to isolate and make. Man, you used to be probably trying to isolate the resources of health and positivity. Isolate it. Because, you know, I don't want negativity around me. Are you truly only person that recognizes my personal level and how it truly connect? No, man, they're not doing that. Hey, this is Community Organic. Okay, I've got right under the moment because I know.
It's 4:15 exactly on the dot here on the program. Please get in. Get involved. Talk to us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And this is Comedian Organic OK, the show.
Appreciate it. Now, this is what I want to do. I've talked to people that have never had any type of creativity, portfolio to do for Now, sir, I told you to not blow on the phone like you vacuum a car, okay? You're not, hey, are you vacuuming something out there, man? No, you're not. So stop blowing or doing something like you're trying to put, you're trying to use this community. They'll be trying to, you know, mimic the actual ability of someone vacuuming up trash. That's creative. Did you make that up? Did you really create that to make the show become a dynamic that's motivating? You're just vacuuming up the trash. Man, that was creative.
I think we should do something like that. We should do something special. We should get a lot of people.
You already did it. We appreciate it. Appreciate you making the sound effect of picking up trash and moving along, saying that we have to dump into the right thing to make the trash properly change the outcome of more trash. Now, this is one of the things I have to be clear about. I traveled too many places, seen too many trash opposition to start oppressing people with trash. People don't want to hear me complain about there's trash here, there's trash there. Why are people doing this? Why are you thinking? Hold on a second, man. I'm organic pimping, and I'm busy with people peace of mind.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy people having their peace of mind. Is that a problem? So I come across more like a person throw trash anywhere. You know why? Do you know why? How
why?
Would you desire your happiness to be redefined in your life behaviors and a life thing that's been triggering your problems to not be free with happiness and results to really change how you want to, hey, man, I want to pimp how I take this container and put it in this kind of cycle. I'm going to pimp up the life and what I see out there so I can really bring more money and resources to the community because the community have more resources when less resources are being thrown out for trash. Come on now. We want to re-pimp and retake the connection of what people's problem is and not just throwing them under their problems and saying you all where I need to be pinning the carpet across because what you became is a knitted solution for me to see your problems is more better for me to live through that because once your problems present the things that you're failing on, I have more things to gain from your problems. No. We ain't about cross-contaminated pimping. It's too many people been taking opportunities to destroy. We learn more, we gather more, we contribute more. We have figured out more things about people and making them more healthier. We have figured out more imagination and things that make this world find comedy and wrap it up as a gift. We have unwrapped those gifts and pinned right there for you to enjoy and look at the discussion of what the gift in the paper was. And we're recycling that. We got to recycle all these great things that people in the communities and across this nation have shown. We're not going to sit here and undermine this greatness out here and all these things that people have been contributing, all these souls are walking with lost moments. We must understand these moments have been contributed in our desires to see these things. And we must give it to those so they can enjoy. Enjoy the desires. Enjoy the capacity of them not saying, I have lost the opportunity to be with my thoughts and not die because I wanted suicide. We have to clean these things. When I meet people that have all these moments, say, hey, I want to pimp your problems. And so your problems don't have the time to waste on somebody like you because you ain't even there with them problems. You left that out there. We're going to say we're going to recycle these to the people that really need to be rebooted. We're going to tell problems we ain't got time for you because we're going to pimp you to goodness. And the problems ain't going to want to be involved. Problems want to be, hey, no, I don't want to be changed. I don't want to be helped. You're going to be out here. You're going to be working. You're going to sit here destroying people's lives. You know, we ain't going to sit here and allow these problems to stay and just manifest and destroy people's peace of mind. We're going to destroy that in the air before it's the actual motivation of actual thoughts and the actual life behavior sets in people's thoughts instead of being destroyed. We're not going to allow that. We're not going to allow that to be in the air. We don't allow you to get to the people to hear this vulnerable. It's our job. Huh? It's our job to not let people's moments be distracted because of the pain. We got to be therapeutic to the people, man. We got to show people that our vibrational level is healing moments. And they cannot be compromised because we got a better moment at this time. Can you hear me? Can you hear me talk, dude?
I hear you. Look, no compromisation. Too much in life we compromise. Ever since we're little kids, we don't want to compromise, but often we feel like we have to basically for our own survival. It becomes a habit. It becomes a pattern. And before you know it, we realize.
Live in the community, man. So when you go across this nation, you're not talking as a guest. You're talking as a person that's appreciating the guest experience. You're not talking the limited of resources to your desire. You're talking to a free desire moment that's healing other moments, that's healing other life capacity things that you think now, oh, I caught that moment. Or I regurgitated something that I thought that I lost because all I was taught, because when I turned back, I was taught that water is contaminated, but they don't see it another place where you can wash your face versus TV. It's another place where you actually boil in water to drink tea. It's another place where it's a moment where it's a filter in your refrigerator for those that got filter and got that sort of purified water coming down that actual. It's a special thing. So your eyes being picked together by that filter water. It's a lot of things we got to realize with how positioning this thing and how people in different parts of the world creative come together and make magic, have took this investment on a whole new level, turned it all the way to the middle level. Do you understand what it's like where happiness doesn't got the maximum aptitude of appetite, but your desire is safe? Guess what? I got to pimp this. I got to show happiness is not limited by what you've been looking at. When it's another moment, think about before it's high definition. That ain't nothing what they got on the market today. High definition? For what they got on this planet now? People are laughing at high definition on what that means to level or no level. Think about it. Some people, high definition say, hey, baby, that's doing good enough for me. I don't need all that extra stuff. But guess what? They say that from a position of not even knowing. If they had all what they had, moving forward, you don't think there's another level to that? You don't think there's another level? At the next level, you say, oh, man, I'm so tired with having all this dessert. But guess what? That's what the person that wants, they can have a little dessert. So stop trying to hate on people's happiness. And just trying to smell what it looks like. You know, that's all I'm saying. Just pass a little bit more. This is Community Organic, okay? And my co-host is Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude, would you like to spread something to the people that don't know what your message is so they can get to know your message? Now, what's up?
I encourage them to listen to our show and basically understand about what is going on, what we're all about. Take a look around and see about what is going on in your community. And before you know it, make those steps. Make those steps towards making improvement all over.
They see you in person. What do you want to know? What do you want them to tell you? What do you want them to inspire you about? What do you want?
How about that? I heard your show and I decided to do something for my community because I said something needed to be done.
If you're part of community, isn't it something that you would like to have them provide to you that they may see that you don't know? It is truly something that the community have that you truly want to know. Would you like them to explain that to you when they see you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, man, stop acting like you ain't a person that likes extra dessert. You like extra, man, so stop talking to people like you're a guest in the things that you know you truly are the leader about. Come on now.
Now, all right, people, pick up your eyes and ears. Look around. Can you see
what?
How basically you want things to basically change?
Don't think
you want to make that change?
Come on now. If you have vision impaired, that they seeing things that you don't know they're seeing. Come on now.
You want that change. You want that improvement. Because
so
I'm telling you the truth, it can happen.
Keep talking. All this about their vision impaired. I haven't forgotten. You have more desire. They want to keep talking about love is blind. Stop. Tell me, stop playing with your desire. Your love is blind. Your love is deep. The poor people love in the dark. They keep talking about love is blind. Stop playing with blind people's vision. Tell them. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, it's true. It's not. It doesn't have to. You don't have to be clueless. You don't have to walk into any field unknowing. You can know. You can feel everything.
Don't ever say my side is my love is blind. Okay, I use all my resources. No love can smell. You know what I'm talking about? Cause I'm make vision impaired, but I can smell. I can hear a lot of. You don't think I can hear your heartbeat when it's too greedy? Your heart. Your heart is whispering silence, but it's talking correct talk. No disrespect, talk dude.
All right. Basically, do something with yourself. Do something out there for this community. You know, you can basically find a way. What that says, you can do something. We can all do something. We're all capable, aren't we? Aren't we?
When I see people you have Tourette's, they look at you, they almost think about, like, reference to a skunk being in the room. Like, oh,
yeah, I know. They expect me to probably just be some guy who's cursing a lot, which I do, too.
They start looking at you like, yeah. One day they're going to get what they ask for. Yeah, everyone out there, today is Friday. Community service announcement for those out there. Stay tuned. I'm getting ready to wrap this show up. Guys, this is a short period of time to keep on talking. Now, I hear so many places people say down south they know how they got hospitality. Man, you don't stop talking about that, man. Because the desire of hospitality is hospitality. There's somebody out there, they don't stay down south. But they down south in an intimate version of the Beach thing. They love you so much. People as an individual can do so many amazing things. People tell you all the time, do you know on your program you may have children listen to your program, so what you're saying could be taken out of the actual capacity. Hold on a moment.
Indeed.
Why would you undermine a child's understanding? The thing, the key thing is to not unappropriately disconnect the child's ability. You must understand that when a child is being a child, it's not to compromise that child. That's the thing you need to learn. Don't compromise that child. Let that child truly see what he or she is truly able to learn. From a capacity of organic. Now, the thing you got to look at, a child want to see certain things, and each child will have the same understanding. You can't expect kids to have all the same viewpoints. I just don't like how people try to dictate children's understanding and pick responsibility on you that the actual parents or the actual people that they truly want to care but don't care. But give the actual power for those that don't really necessarily care and actually find out a way to care because your actual investment, add up to, hey, okay, I don't know about this one here. And that's how it works sometimes. But quiet and kept, some of the people that would actually change your life for the better have been people that you didn't even know you should be investing with, okay? And because children always going to be children in a capacity of life capacity, they're going to have different experiences, different outcomes. Thank you. Everybody, this Comedian Organic OK. And you've been tuning in to the show. Comedian Organic OK. And everyone, good night. And my co-host, final words?
Final words. Remember, you are worth it. You can do it. And your community is worth it, too. Do it. All right. Thank you. Good night.